I have long been calling for a review of the national hourly rate for employees, and so I am glad to see that a bill such as this put forward today. We need to ensure that the minimum wage in this country represents a living income, and minimum wage should, at the very least, be brought in line with the living wage. We need to ensure adequate income for our citizens and enable people to afford an acceptable standard of living. The cost of living crisis has affected everyone in this country, but among those most affected are minimum wage workers. With the continuous rise in prices, it is actually becoming increasingly difficult to get by on a living wage, never mind a minimum wage, which is much, much lower. We cannot expect people to continue to pay significantly more for the cost of living whilst getting paid the exact same wage. If workers' wages are not increased to reflect the cost of living, they are effectively taking a pay cut, and I would hope that employers would reflect on this fact. I would also like to call on the Houses of Oireachtas to reflect on this as well, as our secretarial assistants continue to fight on their pay claims. Oireachtas staff are essential to the democratic process in this country, and it is shameful that they are forced to continuously ask for a decent wage. In my own hometown of Killybegs in Donegal, we are just at the beginning of our busy summer season, when many tourists throughout the county, indeed throughout the world, come to visit our seaside town and the breathtaking Slieveleague cliffs nearby. It is a season that would not be possible without the many tourism and hospitality workers, most of whom are on minimum wage incomes. The rise of the minimum wage would have a huge effect on towns along the Wild Atlantic Way, such as Killybegs, where minimum wage workers are relied so heavily on. Ensuring that those employed in rural Ireland are paid well is an important way to ensure that people stay in rural areas, which would then contribute to rejuvenating town centres as well. We often forget that the many enjoyments we get from the tourism and hospitality sector would not be possible without the many workers who hold this industry up. They do incredible work and contribute hugely to our tourism industry, and they deserve to be recognised and compensated for this. And unfortunately, I believe many employers don't recognise the value of a workforce and actually and making their business sustainable and grow and allowing it to grow going forward. They think that their business, just for the sake of them having it, should be enough. And it's actually the workers that make a business work. Inflation is surging to a 22-year high, and the costs of housing, fuel and basic services are rising. How can we expect people to keep up with this continuous rise on the minimum wage? People are not asking for much. They are just asking to get by. Overall, I support this bill. It is a necessary first step in ensuring that the people of this country are paid fairly. However, I don't believe it goes far enough. In this bill, Labour proposes to increase the minimum wage from $10.50 to $12.90 over 3 years. I believe that due to the cost of living crisis we are currently facing, urgency is required. The minimum wage should be increased to $12.90 immediately, and we should then look at raising it to €15 over the next 2 years. I believe this more adequately reflects the high cost of living in Ireland today, and I believe that it would actually benefit employers to pay the minimum wage as well, because many of their customers in rural Ireland are minimum wage people as well too. So if they are paying extra minimum wage and their customers are getting the extra money, there's more money for everybody to spend in the economy, and that's important as well. People in this country shouldn't be struggling to get by. Our own staff shouldn't be fighting for a living wage. It is time we started treating the people of this country with the dignity and respect they deserve, and we can start by ensuring that everyone is paid a decent wage that would allow them the opportunity to live a decent life.